Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer the questions you have regarding the upbringing of your children. And the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have with us Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor, sometimes when our kids are even grown up, but they come up with the problems that are very easy to solve sometimes, and they are not able to resolve those issues. How do we help such kids? Like, how do we make them develop this confidence that they can actually help their problems themselves?
Yes, we find many situations where our children need come crying for help. Whether they are facing an issue at school, or they're facing a bully outside in the neighborhood, or they are facing a difficult situation with their teachers or their peers or their schoolmates, classmates. We need to, you know, help them to resolve that issue on their own. Instead of, you know, becoming stressed ourselves, sometimes we tend to, you know, react and feel that, look, oh, what a great calamity has befallen us and our children. We need to, you make a decision, a knee-jerk decision. You say, okay, I'm coming to school tomorrow. I'm going to take care of that issue.
Yeah.
Or let me come out and see what the person outside is trying to do and bully you. I will hit him. I will do that. No, not at all. That shouldn't be your attitude. That should not be your behavior. You should sit down with him or her.
You don't have to prove that you're a kind of don to prepare to actually be taking a safe side for your friend.
Exactly. You need to sit down your child and talk to him and discuss the issue with him as a friend, and to help him understand what the situation is. If he has or she has carried out something wrong, made a mistake, then we need to teach them how to rectify that mistake.
Yeah.
In their dealing with their children, with their teacher, maybe. The teacher didn't do anything wrong. The child made a wrong decision or made a bad type of gesture or what. That was not acceptable.
Yeah.
And that was not called for. So we need to make him realize that maybe he's making the mistake.
Yeah.
Or even if the other person is in the wrong, then we need to help him sort out the problem and say, look, okay, he's wronged you. You lift yourself to a higher level and say, okay, I will forgive you. I will look over this. I will not, I don't need to react and to return in kind what the other person has done.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hitting back with a stone in reply to a rock or whatever, vice versa. You need to teach them forgiveness. We need to teach them to be patient. We need to teach them to be, have forbearance and to be able to stand up to those issues and to resolve them in a very amicable way. If we need to teach them and manage the conflict, how to manage the conflict.
Yeah.
Conflict management is very important in every type of relationship,
yeah.
whether it's between man and wife,
inside
husband and wife,
family,
it's in family, outside the family, conflict management
school,
is very important.
In your workplace, yeah.
So we need, instead of, you know, standing up for your child and making him feel that he, whenever he is in a difficult situation, he can fall back on his parents to help him out, then he's not going to achieve self-confidence, is he? He's not going to become a responsible adult in society. He will not be able to face difficult situations. He will not be able to manage those conflicts. So we need to help him in thinking properly, thinking clearly, and this skill to you be able to think over things in a very logical, reasonable way is important. This is what we need to teach them.
Yeah.
And how to be able to
manage them.
Them and speak out and discuss in a firm way.
Respond to them.
But in a respectful way.
Exactly. Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Till there, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Naqvi, and Professor is helping us, how do we teach our children to manage conflicts? While talking about conflicts, the quality of our lives depends not on whether or not we have conflicts, but on how we respond to them. And Professor is helping us with some beautiful tips. Yes, Professor.
So as I was saying, we need to help our children to make the proper decisions to react to a situation which is a difficult situation. Of course, we face this issue where sometimes when you want to make them realize that you made the mistake, they will come back and react and say, oh, all the time you're trying to blame me for the problem.
Yeah.
Instead of blaming the other person, I've come back to you to complain about the other person. The teacher made a wrong, maybe, statement or became angry without any cause or whatever. I want to shift the blame on the other person, and you as a parent are trying to bring that, shift that blame back towards me.
Yeah.
So he feels, you know, the moment you do that, he will become defensive again. So you need to know, break that barrier and start off in a way, look, I'm not trying to blame you. I'm not trying to blame the other person. I just need you to be thinking.
So do you want to say that parents should be neutral over here? They should not be taking any side. They should be neutral and managing
their... Not necessarily, because maybe the person... both of them are to blame, or one of them is to blame. You can't say, look, everybody's to blame or no one's to blame. But you need to make the child understand.
Analyze the situation
properly.
Yeah.
And make him realize, look, you have to stand with the truth. You have to stand with what is justified. If you should be able to make the decision, I don't want to be judgmental. I'm not passing any observation, making an observation that you're right, or your teacher or your schoolmate or classmate, he's wrong, or it's the other way around. I'm just saying, look, try to analyze what the situation is and try to understand what should have been done, what was the right thing to do. Now it's up to you to make the decision. If you're right, this is the qualification for being correct, being on the right side, and this is the qualification
for being
the criteria for being wrong. So explain to him what is right and wrong, and then let him make the decision himself. So that is important.
All right, sir.
But still, of course, we need, as we in another point that we need to point out, is to he needs to stand up for his rights. There's no doubt about that. He should know what his rights are.
Okay.
As a member of society, at school, at the place of work, my child should know what his rights are, what he should stand for, up for. But still, there should be also a sense of sacrifice. Also, if he feels that his rights have been hurt, his rights have been trampled upon, we need to create a sense of, you know, sacrifice also. Yes, you have been wronged, but you should learn how to be more magnanimous. Magnanimity has to be taught.
Exactly. The professor will discuss more things with you, but let's take a short break over here. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, and Professor is helping us how to teach your children to be managing things in the conflicts. Well, Professor, you told us that parents have to be acting very, very wise when it comes to conflicts. When a child especially comes with a complaint to his parents and expecting to be taking his side, be that if it's on a right side, on a wrong side, the important criteria you discussed was over here is that parents should be telling their children to have a fair outlook, giving them the criteria of being on the right side and giving them the criteria of being on the wrong side, and make them themselves make the decision based on the criteria. Where do they actually stand?
Yes, exactly. We need to teach them and educate them and to be able to give them this confidence, self-confidence, that you can make the right decision if you think properly and control and manage your feelings. You shouldn't have feelings of revenge. It shouldn't be, even if you want to stand up for your rights, if your rights have been trampled upon, if you have been wronged, even then, there shouldn't be this feeling of revenge in you.
All right.
That is important. You need to be patient. You need to don't think of hitting back just because that you feel have been hurt by the wrongdoings of the other person. Yes, you need to be, patient. You need to be, you should take care of the fact that you're not taking it, because you're standing up for what is right.
Mm-hmm.
And what is right is what God has given us. And for whatever is right, whether it pertains to me or to any other one, any other person, it's a God-given right.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to stand up for that God-given right, even if it concerns me also. Whether it's me or it's for others, it's for the sake of Allah.
Yeah.
And for the sake of the love of Allah, not my own loving myself and, you know, just
my
for my own sake. It's for Allah. If Allah has given me the right, then I have to stand up for it based on a sincere feeling of love.
Yeah.
And it's not the hatred, because especially if he's a human being, a mu'min, a faithful person, is my brother, is my a part of the family, is a part of the Muslim society, even a human being. And then I need to, you know, seek justice for myself and for others based on the God-given rights that I have. So this is important, that it should not be for the sake of revenge. It should not be for the sake of cooling down and satisfying my ego as it is.
Yeah. Those were really helpful advices that you could have been giving to the parents to help their children be with dealing with the conflicts. Because most of the times parents, especially the mothers, are very, very emotional and they feel like they should be taking the side of their children. But you have actually made things very clear that to teach to be even yourself and also teach your children to be on the very right and fair side in the conflicts and learn to manage them. And violence is also always not the solution of the conflict. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. That's all the time we had for today. Thank you so much, dear listeners. And if you want to listen to our programs again, you can go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab, COI, Call of Islam, and you'll find an archive of our programs over there. You can also listen to our small clips on the social media platforms by typing Call of Islam. Thanks so much for being with us. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know?